the court Jew, and he had great influence, and his influence was of such a nature that the Ramban himself benefited, and his yeshiva benefited from it as well. We now come to the great debate that the Ramban participated in, which is really a watershed in Jewish history. The church gave up on its idea of conquering the Muslims throughout the world. They wanted to push them out of Spain, but the church had no illusions after its defeat by Saladin and the destruction of the Crusader kingdom in Palestine. The church had no illusions that it would be able to destroy the Muslim religion, that it would be able to kill off the Muslims in the world. And in fact, the church embarked on not a live and let live, but on a trading type of relationship, so that the East and the West traded with each other, even though they were allegedly sworn enemies. The church, however, now turned its attention to the Jews, because they were convinced that the triumph that eluded them in their war with the Muslims could be had in their struggle with the Jews. And the church needed victories. The Holy Roman Empire, which, as you all know, the famous statement was neither Holy Roman nor an empire. The Holy Roman Empire, which was supposed to be under the domination of the church, did not really control Europe. And all of the Catholic countries of Europe fought each other, even though they were all good Christians, and they all went to the Pope for blessings. The popes, instead of being able to be a force for peace in the medieval world, were a force for war. The popes saw themselves as emperors, not as spiritual emperors, as temporal emperors. The Pope had an army. Stalin said, in our time, how many divisions does the Pope have? In the medieval world, he had many divisions. And the Pope was not a holy figure. Many of them were involved in tremendous scandals, monetary, with women, all sorts of scandals. The church split. There were two popes. Sometimes there were three popes. The king of France did not like that the pope should live in Rome, and he forced him to move to Avignon, which is a city in southern France. And for almost 150 years, the papacy was in France. The Italians didn't like it, so they made their own pope in Rome. Nusach Sfard, Nusach Ashkenaz, right? And the entire structure of the church in the medieval world was a terribly unrealistic structure. The church preached celibacy in a sensual world, in a world, in the medieval world, there was no privacy. None. In the medieval world was a licentious place. And the ideal of the church and the reality of life weren't even close. The church preached poverty in a world where everyone wanted to be wealthy. The church said no interest or usury in an economic system that could not continue unless somehow rent for money, so to speak, which is interest, was taken. The church